stand up for Christmas. So we were learning the whole time about the Shachis, Minchay, Myra, Moses. We discussed Lila a little bit, God wasn't discussed here. Until the end of Sinus, and we discussed Man Krishna Shal Shachis, Man Krishna Shalavis, everything. Now we're up to the discussion. We have Bichas Kriyashma. We discussed what is Kriyashma consists of and the Bichas Kriyashma. Now we're up to the Shmonesri. What exactly is the Shmonesri? What does the Shmonesri consist of? So we know Shmonesri is 18 brachas. So that's the machloket. That's for sure. Shmonesri is 18, 19 brachas. So there's a machloket in Tatanayim. Do you really have to say all the 18 brachas the way we say it? Or can you say in a bridged form of the Shmonesri? So that's the machlokes Rabbi Dan. We align of the chol yoyim, or yoyim every day when you're davening, whatever you're davening, Shabbos, Yilchem Ayriv, you have to daven all the 18 brachas. The Spal Odom Shmeina Ekret. You must say 18 brachas, no less. Rabbi Shua says, if you say the abridged form, those are perfectly acceptable. Machatchila, Meyein Shmeina Ekret. You have an abridged form. Like we say on Friday night, we say Magen Avos, that's called Meyein Sheva. It's an abridged form of the seven brachas of Friday night, Shmeina Ekret. Every day there's a Mayan Shmanasri. We're going to discuss exactly how Rabbi Shua holds you a bridge. So this machlekes is Rabbi Hamlin. Rabbi Shua comes to Rabbi Akiva and he makes the pshar. The Akiva Omer depends. Mishkura Tfilah to the Siv, if it's easy for him to daven Shmanasri, if he has a siddur. He has a siddur, he knows how to pronounce Ibrah at a normal pace. So then he's obligated to recite the whole Nusach of the Shmanasri. What if it's difficult for him to say the Hoshman Esther? It's not at the time it was prohibited to write down this Siddur, because this Siddur, the Nusach HaTfilah, was part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So just like it was forbidden to write down the Halachas, the Mishnayis, it was forbidden to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So it was forbidden to write down Brachas and Tfilah. More Shabbat says like that. The Kaysa Brachas is Kaysa Torah. But in case there will be a Treich on Shabbos, you're only permitted to be Matzil with Tzayat Leiko Tanas, Kis HaKadosh, but you're not permitted to be Matzil Torah Shema Peh that you weren't allowed to write down in the first place. So the Gemara says, what are you going to write down Kaysa Brachas? What are you going to write down Sidra, Mitzvah HaBrachas? In case there'll be a Treich, so you'll have to leave it there, since Kis HaKadosh, it's as if you're causing it to get burned in a Kaysa case. That means the Kitzah that it's forbidden to write down. That's what the Rabbi always mentioned, that in the days of the Baal Hamor writes in Masechus Rosh Hashanah, that when he was young, he remembers that on Rosh Hashanah, the Hamayinam didn't say all the nine brachas for Musa. He didn't say all the nine brachas of the Shmanesim. He only said the first three and the last three. And they said, after the Chatan Rekho, I'm a people of Hashem, I'm a people of Then they said, Achasim, I'm a Kaddish, it's called the Yom HaZikar, and that's all. Because they didn't, because they daven Baal Peh. Because they daven Baal Peh. You couldn't remember Malka Zechon HaShadosh Baal Peh. And he said, the Shleif Yom, and only the Chazim. The Chazim knew how to say the Malka Zechon HaShadosh with all the 30 Sukkim. 10 Sukkim for Malka, 10 Sukkim for Sukkim. Along with the Habrachim. How can it write them? So along with the Habrachim. And he says, in his older age, when they already started to have the written, not printed, when they started to distribute the written Sidurim, so then the minute changed, and all of the Yechidim were also davening all the nine brachas on Rosh Hashanah, in the davening. And that's what the Rabbi used to point out, that even though they had already said the Rabbam was going, and they had Sidurim already, but it wasn't so much passion, it wasn't so common. The Yisur of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, and they were Matzah, the Gemara says in the beginning of the second paragraph from Smurah, Islachus Lashemah Peh Torah Secha, the son of the Torah Shabbat Peh is being forgotten, so they said, you have no prayer, they have to write it down. So they weren't Matzah everything overnight. Write everything down immediately and print all the form on it. Matzah little by little. So first they wrote down a little bit, then they wrote down a little bit more, and it wasn't until Slaish Yomah showed Balamor that it was really a heter gomer to write down the whole city with the whole Matzah, with the whole Nusach HaTfilah. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. In Shkurah, we lost the deceiver, the first verse I wrap the law. The whole Shmanasa, the Chaynim, and Slachlon, and Hashirin, and Yimus, and Sefer. If it's easy for him to daven, it's Mishkal Shmanasa. Then the dinner is like Rabbi Hamlin, that you're obligated to recite the entire 18 brachas, and no kitzah, no abridged form. So you love, and if it's too difficult to recite the whole Shmanasa, who doesn't have a sitter, or he can't read Ivrei, or whatever, then he agrees with Rabbi Shoyi, you're permitted to say, Meyein Shmanasa. Then the Mishnah continues, we'll learn the rest later. Let's just see the Gemara. Greg, the Gemara, everybody's masking that you have to have 18 ideas. Well, Machlokes is, you have to say 18 separate brachas, or can you abridge many of the brachas? Greg Bigmore, where did they get the whole idea in the first place? It has to be a lucky number of 18. Several of the brachas are really repetitious. You speak about Geula, Goel Yisrael, then you speak about the Yerushalayim, then you speak about Karbanos, and you really combine them all together. A lot of the Sarachma just, you spell out different aspects of the Sarachma. The fact is, it's suggested in Brachas and Yerushalmi, that the Septus says that there are two Brachas in the Shemana Esrei, the Yerushalayim Yecha, Barach and Tashav, and it's Sema Tovarantikor, that it, the person has the option. If he wants, he can combine them together. If he wants, he can say them as two brachas. Because the theme really is Dinyan Yerushalayim Bishlei Musa. Yerushalayim Bishlei Musa is with a melah from the mouth of Beis David. So if he wants, he can say it all together as one brach. And if he wants, he can break it up. We have broken it up as two brachas. So really, there are other brachas also that can be combined together. So that's what Gemara wants to know. How did the Tanoim know this sod, this secret, that you have to have 18 brachas, that they have to break them up? You can really combine many things together. Honey, you said, can they get me? How did they know? That who, what did they pattern it after? Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Nefesh HaChaim about tefillah, but in this HaTfilah, the Rambam writes that originally, before Danshek Nes HaGdolah, Danshek Nes HaGdolah started the days of Ezra Nehemiah. And then it lasted for years and years, hundreds of years. The Gemara says in the Gemara, they had two tough chachamim, that 120 rabbanim, not like the Knesset today, has 120 members of the parliament of Asakas. The Gemara means, over a period of several hundred years, that 120 chachamim walked together, constituted Anshe Knesset and Dolan.
That was really a Knesset.
Wasn't
the one kind of a group of 120?
Well, I think so. Well, they went to the 120, and they never changed. It's only gotten less.
Is it stuck? Is it 120 at one time?
Oh, yeah?
They never added food again. Yeah, I didn't think that was so. I thought the Pashup shot in the Gemara was that Sachatol altogether is 120. I don't know. You have to look in the history book, you see? Because Rabbi Weinig is off that there were 120 at the same time. Could be.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Shiori is not a Shagdor. There were left over, there were no longer 120. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So the Rav Chaim Balazin points out in the Nefesh HaChaim that the Gemara is Lashon in Megillah. So they have this right in Megillah, you dying on the base. The same right as the left to one, Shimon HaFakuli, Hidu Yuchas Brachas. So the Gemara there talks about the Anshik Nasagdara, the Shrek, 120 HaChomim, Ubahem Kamen Levim. And amongst them, many Levim, they were Misakein, the use of all the Brachas and all the Tfilos, who call themselves all the Dereh. So Rav Chaim Balazin quotes from the Rambam, and it was a Tfilos. So originally, before the days of Ezra Nehemiah, before they started the whole Anshe Knesset HaGdolah with the Nusach HaTfilah, each person would compose his own davening. The person who knew how to, a poet who knew how to compose a nice Nusach HaTfilah, so he would say a beautiful tefillah. Another person was Shvach in composition, and he would say a Shvach HaTfilah. And even the people who are good in Nusach HaTfilah said they would compose the tefillah that they needed today. Final season now. So he's talking about the final. He's a bachur, he's worried about a shidda. So he places all the emphasis on the shidda. He's looking for a job, he places all the emphasis on the parnasa. Raising the children, they should be healthy. The children should find shidduch, and everyone would say tefillah about what they're worried about. And the retired person would ask for al-tashim. And in addition, everyone would say whatever his tefillah was. And no one really had the ability to compose a nusach tefillah that should be all-encompassing, that should apply throughout all generations to everybody. But that's why you needed the Bahem Kamen Levim. That's why Chaim Volozhin writes. Because the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah composed a nusach tefillah that applies to everybody for all the generations. Not everything there applies to every individual person. That's why you have to be Mishtal Volozhin Rabin. Yes, can be have to spoil yourself, but the Shemana Esrei contains all of the Tzorachim, all of the Bakroshis and the Tzimis and the Tzorachim for the whole Klal Yisrael throughout all of the history. So that's why the Gemara stresses Bahem Kamen Levim. That when they composed the Nusach HaBrachas and the Nusach HaTfilas, it was Alpi Nevuah and Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, and they had to look into that. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin says. So they rub added on to that work from the Nefesh HaChaim, and so they just got it on, and they had to sometimes go into the Tanakh in order to get ideas in the Pesukim to the phrases and Nusach, right? But also to get ideas what they're supposed to do for, how you're supposed to be involved. So that's what the Gemara says, Hanu Yutches, Kineged Me. What did they pattern the idea after that you should say 18 brachas? After all, you can contain, you can combine many of the tzarachim together. It's really an identical tzarach. How do they know to spell out some tzarachim as separate and others not? So the Gemara different sheets. Amar Avil Beidu Rashmut Anach Neni Kineged Yud Ches Askar Hashem Ad Novit Ba'avar Hashem Bnei Eilun B'Shem Hashem Epir is Askar means B'Shem Hashem. B'Shem Hashem Epir 18 times and not Perek and Tidim. So somehow they had a tradition, they must have had a, or they looked in that Perek, what Manishtan and that Perek and all the other folks, somehow they felt that that Perek is different. Yeah, that's the reason why we stand up when we say Kabbalah Shabbos. We stand up when we say that Kapitul Tilm, because you have to stand up when you say Shemoneh Esrei, and the Shemoneh Esrei was patterned after that Torah. But they must have seen something out there, because they must have some tradition. The Gemara says that that's what they patterned it after. But why did they pick that Torah? They could have picked a different Torah, but it would have been a different Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. So they must have either seen something in that Perek, or they must have had a tradition that Tila should be based on that Perek. I don't know. So the Gemara says... So they needed an Adin to see the Remnant. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that it's connected to Yud Chesh Shem, the 18 times Shem Hashem appears in that Perek. Rav Yosef Amar connected the fact that it says 18 times Shem Hashem in the Kriyat Shema. Connected Yud Chesh Hashem in all the three parshas of Kriyat Shema. Just like Rashi writes that the Yud Ches, the 18 times that Shem Hashem appears in that Perek and Tilm Hal Hashem in the Eilim, 18 times that the Gemara says it goes in order, other than Gurus and Kushas Hashem, everything goes in order. So that's what one of the Gedolim in Europe from about 100 years ago, Rabbi Yeshua Heller, he has a little throat. He was the brother of Rabbi Yechiel Heller. Rabbi Yechiel Heller wrote the Amud Ayor, says the Shadrach the Chief of the Rabbi Kubal. His brother was a big boy and he's noticed for his douche, or Ashkafe, Amud and Dush. But he has a whole Arichas, a whole figure around 50 pages on this opinion in the Gemara. So just like Yurchet Askaris and Havel Hashem B'nai Eilin, Rashi quotes in the Gemara Roshana that it goes in order. Every theme of the Shemoneh Esrei is there. So he says that we must assume that the Yurchet Brachas and the Shemoneh Esrei are Mechuvim Keneged, the Yurchet Askaris and Kriya Shema goes in order. In which order? That's the interpretation of the Gemara, that the Amoraim were mistaken. What order is supposed to be? Is it in the order that we have Shema v'Hayom Shemaya and Vayomer, in the order that we recite Kriya Shema? Or is it in the order that appears in the Chumash? That Vayomer, Parsha Tzitzis, comes first. First you have Vayomer, then you have Shema v'Hayom Shema. So he interprets the whole Gemara differently. He interprets the whole Gemara that the Amoraim were wondering about this position that is recorded in Keneged. 18 times Hashem Hashem appears in the Gimel Parshas and Kriya Shema, in which order? And it came to the Maskana that it's not in the order that we say. It's in the order the way it appears in the Chumash. And that's why the Gemara says, but we don't say 18. The Gemara says that we say 19 brachas. They added Amla Mashim, so we say 19 brachas. So the Gemara asks, if you just say Kineged, so we have Kineged, if you just say 18, we have 19. So the Gemara says in the Kriya Shema, we'll get to the Gemara in a few minutes, in the Kriya Shema, in addition to the 18 times that you have Shem Hashem, you have Hashem Echad. The word Echad also counts as another Shem. So from the Gemara it would appear, not 100%, it would appear as if Olam Hashem is Muslim Keneged Echad. It doesn't really say so. It's another text, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's a later meaning. He says the Torah is that it goes in order. First comes on Yom. By Yom has 8 times Shem Hashem. And then comes Shema. So the 4 point after the 8 is the 12. He says it is before the morning. He interprets the whole Gemara like this. Yushami, I think, says the Amorayim with Philpulay. Which order is in the Chuvim Keneged? Does it go Shema? Vayoyim Shemoa Vayoyim, or goes first Vayoyim, This is some footage he picked up. Then he gives the whole Arichas Safi Kabbalah, why the present Yusuf HaShmanesed has 19 brachas is Mechuvim Keneged. The Gemara says what is Mechuvim Keneged? No. Safi Kabbalah is Mechuvim Keneged. The 19 names of the Ophis Mechim that's mentioned in the Chumash. And it's mentioned twice. The list of the other slaves mentioned twice. Once in Vayikra, once in Bama, the slight Shinui. They give you a whole Arichas Safi Kabbalah, why there's a Shinui. That's the whole sacred rule of Tanakh. That's the whole sacred rule, all the Torah. And 10 Torahs in here. So everything is based on Tanakh, with Cheshbonos, with calculations, with tears, with problems, with Yishamas, everything. This is Safi Kabbalah. The Gemara doesn't have this with the slaves. He has his Makaris. Nachkimar, it's all Nachkimar. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has different opinions, but they are Mesakin, the 18 brothers, the Muslim Stam has because it's really a feller. Some of it, like Hashibay Rabino Sarasach, could have been put together with Slatlan Rabino. Yes, for the Tarech HaTshuvah, and yes, for Kapara. You put together. Give me the Kapara to do Tshuvah. Give me Kapara. You could put together quite a few things. Yeah, but that's the shot. Many of these are all different, but they could have been blended together. But they must have had some marker that compelled them to determine to break it up. So that's what the Amoraim said. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the objective says that it's optional. If you want, you can say it one block. If you want, you can say it separate. So again, the Amorim, so the first Amorim says, Kineged, the 18 times that Shem Hashem appears, and that's Eric and Tim, Havel Hashem. The next Madama says, Kineged, 18 times that Shem Hashem appears in Kriya Shema. And the third Amorim says, Amor Aftan Hamram Shema Levi, Kineged, Shema Nesri Chul Yois, Sheb Shedra. So that's my Amorim. But what do you mean? If a person would be Korea by every bracha, we might begin to understand. But that's only the Kohen Gadol is Korea. The Gemara says later, when the Kohen Gadol Nabish Manesh, he has to be Korea by every bracha. So we don't do like that. We're only, the Gemara says, we're only Korea by every sin of ourselves, and Leiden, sin of ourselves. The other prophets are not Korea. So what is it called? A Melech is Korea in the beginning, and he stays the Kriya, the whole Shmanesh. The higher up the person is, the more he has to be listening in front of the Bani Shmanesh. He shouldn't act like a big shot. But the Melech is the highest, he has to be the Hoshman Esri. He's Kareach, Baruch Ata Hashem, and he stays the Kriya, the Hoshman Esri. Kohen Gadol is lower than the Melech, but he has to be Kareach by every Brochen. Amayam, everybody else, only Kareach four times. So why is that this Kenegia, the 18 Brochen, Kenegia, the 18? I don't know. It's a big kabbalah, it must be I thought so. I think it's every day the Melech is Kareach from the beginning and he stays the Kriya, I think the Hoshman Esri. The Gemara doesn't make a distinction. Yom Rav Tancha Rabbi Shiva Malek, this Madama has another memory regarding Kriya, some of Spalel, when the person Dami Shman Esri and is Korea, whenever he's supposed to be Korea, and the Melech in the beginning, and the Kohen Gadol every Bracha, and everybody else the four times, the four specific times, Torah Sheikhra, you have to bow down in such a way, as she's Pakuku, call a pull your shed this shed. What does it mean, as she's Pakuku, call a pull your shed? Let's say a person is standing erect, the person stands straight. He wants to station us, and he can bow down in such a way that the whole his whole back is straight. And it's like this, or like this, the thing, this whole. He doesn't bend the whole body, he has sideways or like this. And the whole back can be straight. So that's what he says, no, it's supposed to be curved. The whole shed. To the best of his ability, the whole back, the whole spine should be curved as much as possible. Actually, stock of Coca-Cola only should be shed. That's more of a hot mess. Ula Mar, Ula says, and how far down should he try to be Korea? Askadeshi Roy Isser Kineged Libo. What does that mean? It's not a machlekes. It's not disagreeing with the first one. I'm just giving another aspect. Yes. Rashi has one shot. Isser is a coin that they have this mana gemara. So what does it mean actually, Roy Isser? If a person is the fatter the person is, so the more layers of fat there are on the chest. When the person bends over, so the layers of fat are folded over on top of each other. So Rashi says, the snake mutton, the two folds. In the chest, echad normal, echad normal, so just by the heart, one above and one below. If he bends down, So this is like the size of such a coin, a half a dollar, a dollar, whatever, right in between the two layers of fat. It should bend down in such a way that his body should be crushed over. That's how Rashi says. So the Isner is an imaginary Isner that would be on his chest in between the two folds of fat. That's how Rashi interprets. The other Rishonim quotes a tradition from the Rav Haigoin with a different, interpretation in the Gemara. We once discussed it a little bit. If there were to be a tiny coin on the floor, would you be able to see it or not? But the person is standing up, if he's tall, he looks down, he may not be able to see the coin. But if he bends down lower, he will be able to see the coin. If he bends down so low that if there was a coin on the floor, he would be able to see the coin. If the coin would be close to him, no, if the coin would be further away, so I can see the coin now. I'm standing here, the coin is over there. So if the coin is close, it can make it leap, boy. So I have to bend down a lot in order to see, because it's close.
No, not the first time the next shoe.
To bend over. To try to curve the back as much as possible. So the first two Amoraim were very machmir. The first Amora says you have to try to curve, bend over, call a whole Yishuv. The Shem, the second Amora says you have to bend down so low that you should see the coin on the floor. Then Rav Chanina comes and he's making, he says, Kirish in the Ne'er Rosh, I just give a little chuckle. He gets over there. Kirish in the Ne'er Rosh, he's shuv, ain't a tzar here. He comes down, he's chalik on the first two Amora. The Rav says, no, he makes it short. Amar Rav, we talk like Rav Chanina, but that's only provided the following condition. The rules, that's only if the situation is such that the tzayer nafshe, if he attempts to bend over more, domestic, and it's such apparent, and it appears, command the Korah. It looks to us that he's bending over to the best of his ability. If the guy's like his unprepared and he doesn't bend over, he just bends over a little bit, but that's not proper. I mean, it would say, not Yerkeh without bending over also, but he's not Yerkeh, the Shakam Chacham, that you have to be Kaleh Mishmanesh. But if he's not feeling well, he has the aches and pains, whatever, arthritis, rheumatism, whatever he has some kind of condition, he's sick, and he bends over a little bit, and it's the onlooker notices that it's difficult for him, and then he's yoytze, he doesn't have to spend the heart on Moshe. And then he says he's yoytze to the Eved if it's too difficult. But under normal circumstances, you have to do the way the first one Darwin said. Maybe when it comes up, it's coming up, he should bend all back. I think that's the way to assume the Shulchan Aruch. When he bends down, he should bend quickly. When it's coming up, then he does slowly. When he does slowly, then he bends the whole thing like a curve.
The other part
I think so. I think the Kriya down is supposed to be the Vastakas quickly straight, and the Kriya up is slowly bending up a little bit, little by little. That's in the Zohar, yes. To bend the knee, that comes from the Zohar. That doesn't come from the Magen Avraham Kosher. That doesn't come from the Gemara. Some Kabbalim say that there's a, I think we mentioned when we learned that Gemara. Some Kabbalim say, Shai, Chizal says the members of Gemara. Gemara says, Chikora, Korah Kehidra. So why does Gemara say twice Korah? The Tashna says that it's not a Kashin. Chikora, when he's bending down, he should bend down Kehidra. So they quote in that reason, no, it says Chikora. Korah shows that the Kriyas and Ishmael have to have two parts. The first part is you bend your knees a little bit, and then the next part is you bend your head over. The two parts to the Kriyas. And then the Shadur quotes in that item that that's only three out of the four. By Moedim, that's only when you say Baruch, Asa Hashem, so when you say Baruch, you bend the Birkai, you bend the knees. And when you say Asa, you bend over the whole Shadur. And then before you say the Shem Hashem, you should already be erect. You should come up slowly and say the Shem Hashem, and Hashem's like this is standing up. Yeah. But by Moedim, when you don't say Baruch Atah, it has nothing to do with Birkayim, so then that escapes into the Zohar does not apply. Then you just do the Kriya. You'll do the Kriya without the... Yichlo means to kneel on the floor. Kriya means to kneel on the floor.
that would only be...
We don't do that. But that's not really a din. The din is only in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, four times you have to have a kriya. Greg, the Gemara, the Kasha that we asked before, Ani Tamni Sarei, you tell me in the Mishnah that there are 18 brachas in the Shemana Esrei. That's why we call it Shemana Esrei. Greg, the Gemara, Tesh, Trey, Havion, it's really 19. How do you say there are 18? Answer the Gemara, Omer, Ablevi. Originally there were 18, and then later on, in a later generation, because I took in the Yavne Tikluah, that was later. After the whole Ashkenazi was all over, and they made 18. The 19th bracha was instituted the Yavne. Greg the Gemara and Kenegan Lee Tikluah, as you just said before, has to be of Sanvendis and Tanakh, based on Ruach HaKodesh. But then our Amalazi, the Rapilu, the Vedra of Shemot Anachmeni, is Kenegan, Kero, Kovid, Hirin. And that Kapitur and Pilim, there it cost says, it says, Shem Hashem, the real Shem Hashem is here, 18 times, and then it says, Kale. Kale was not the full Shem Hashem. So that's the 19th. That's the remnant for the 19th brach. Greg the Rav, that's only Nicha, if you hold that to remnant that the instituted 18 brachas was Keneged, 18 Shem Hashem, and Havel Hashem, and Ayim. What if you hold that it's Keneged, the 18 times that Shem Hashem appears in the three parishes of Kriyashma? So the Gemara says, that's also Nicha. Near Rav Yosef. Going to the second opinion above, that is based on the Rav Yosef says Keneged Yudches Askoras Shevi Kriyashma. So the Gemara says Keneged Echad Shevi Kriyashma. And according to the third opinion, according to Rav Uzi, the third one, Rav Tan Kumam Rav Shul Malevin is Keneged Yudches Chul Yishevi Shevi. So there's a Chul Yiktana Shevi Shevi. There's a 19th part to the Shevi. And you mentioned before that the Pesach Riz in his Chidushim, the Rishon, the Pesach Riz from Ikkler, the Chidushim, on the end of Masechet Sinai, points out that that's what the Bavli says, that originally there were 18 brachas, and the 19th bracha that was added later was B'yavne, when they added on the brachas for Lam Al-Shinu. And he says, the Yishami says otherwise, he says, based on his perception, the Yishami, that originally he claims there were 18 brachas, and the Yishalayim Yechas, Tzema Sovet Abdechel was one bracha. And then later, in the, he quotes the Gemara in Harit Stochem, later in Bavel, that and it was always optional. If you want, you can break these two brachas up to have two out of them, and it'll be 19 brachas. And if you want, you can say this one. So the Gemara says, Mashmiach, Karen, Yeshua, or Mogen David, the two reports of that bracha. It's not that the bracha, Bakasha, the Banshom should bring Mashiach. The Banshom should bring Mashiach. We mentioned, the Rambam writes in one of the letters, the Geru same writing, but the Geru Tashmat, he writes, there is a din, one of the Kori Emunis, we believe Mashiach will come, but that's not enough. We believe Mashiach will come, and we have to do whatever is in our Yecholus, whatever is in our ability, to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So what can we do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? So one opinion in the Gemara, in the Yevamos, is in the end of Perek Avlo Yevintoi, that the mitzvah of Tiru is to hasten the Gera HaMitzvah of Tiru is to hasten the coming of Mashiach, because the name of David Boah, Mashiach will come, Mashiach will come, the Melech Mashiach will come, and all of those Mishamis in a certain place in heaven, that's called the book, will be brought into existence in this world, then Mashiach will come. To the obligation to have Pirigiridia is in order to hasten the coming of Mashiach. We don't talk like that, Mandom, although that's true. Everybody assumes that that's one that doesn't know. But we don't assume that that is the Gera HaMitzvah of Pirigiridia. We assume the nature of the Mitzvah is different, just to preserve the Masorah, to transmit the Masorah of the Torah to the next generation, that there should be some Eden in the next generation. So it has nothing to do with hastening Mashiach. But still, the Rambam writes in Igeres that there is such a chiyuv. It's not the mitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah. Where exactly is the mitzvah? Is it a chumash? Is it only in the Divrei Kabbalah and the Nevi'im? The Rambam doesn't have chumash. He has a novi apostolic that we have the obligation to do whatever we possibly can to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So what can you do? So the Rambam says, we speak to the Rabbi Shlom. He's in charge. We say, Hashem HaSav HaRadukah. We ask him every day, bring Mashiach. What more can you do? Yes, the Baruch Shalom who controls all the choices, so yes, him, he should bring Mashiach. So the Tosafot read in the end of Tainus and the Chiddush Mal Hashas quotes this Tosafot in Yerushalayim that originally there were 18 brachas, and Yerushalayim Yerucha, and Tzemach Tzemach Abdecha was one bracha, and you always have the option of breaking it up to say two brachas. And later, in the times of the Amorayim in Bavel, they decided that you should always break it up in two, and that's when they had the discussion, what should the Nusach HaBrocha of the second bracha be? Not the second, the first bracha is Bnei Yerushalayim.
Should the second bracha be more gain David, like we say in the Haftarah, or should be Mashiach Keren Yeshua, which speaks more about Yeshua Mashiach bringing Gula? So the Gemara has a discussion. They say no. In the Haftarah we say Magen David, and in the Shmonesh we say Mashiach Keren Yeshua. That discussion in the Gemara, and I read something about the Nisach HaBracha, that was when they, in the Tzkufa saw Maroyim in Bottle, that's when they decided from then on to have 19 brachas, and until then it was only day 2. And he says, it's not like, what do you mean, Cholik and the Bavli? He says, Yisham is Cholik and the Bavli. Doesn't really say the Seirish and Yisham. That's his understanding of the Yisham. The historical question, when did it change from 18 to 19 brachas? As 18 instead of 19, right. The Sefer Trish says, Araya, that in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't say two separate brachas, one Zalim Yishalayim, one Asana Chavar Abdecha, so the Blazah HaKalir wrote Piyutim, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he only wrote Piyutim for the Kroibit Sopurim, and he doesn't have for Asana Chavar Abdecha. So in the Chidish Yisbar, in other form, they give a whole different explanation. What? From the wrong shaved, yes, from the wrong shaved. But that's what the Tefus Yid says. He didn't have that brother. He didn't have the brother, Senach Al Ramdukhah. So that's why he didn't write any Piyutim. So what he didn't have, because he lived in Arizona, he said the two brothers together. That's what the Tefus Yid says. Tana Rabbanah Zog Digmar, the Gemara goes to Breiter that tells the story when they added on the Tefus. Breiter doesn't say the Seirish that used to be 18 and they changed it to become 19. It just says when they composed, well, I'm not sure it could be, it used to be 17, and then they made it into 18, and then later they made it into 19, when they broke up the Yerushalayim and Shabbat Zahar Abduchah. But it says that there was a change, that at one time there used to be so many brachas, and then an additional bracha was added. Father Abana Shimon HaFakuli, that's the name of one of the Tanoim. Shailabon HaFakuli means, Rashi says, either he was a cotton merchant, Fakuli means schools of bread. Pakul means it came from that city. Let's go Pakul. Shalom Yishon, what it means. Whatever it is. Shimla Pakuli, his dear Yutches Brochus Mithnei Rabbi Gamliel Al HaSeder. His dear Al HaSeder. An interesting Rosh. He said in order, obviously there's a debate on the order. He decided, he was the one who decided and who composed the correct order, the correct Nusach, and the correct order. He was the editor. Of him. He edited the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei. He was commissioned by Rabbi Gamliel. He must come out with a perfect version of the Shemon Esrei. Why this dress Allah say this? So that's the discussion later, Rashi and Tosfos. On Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, in Brachas, in the Gilad, there's the same Tosfos as here. On Yud Zayin on the base. See, we don't have it, but we have it later. On Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, the Gemara has right in the middle of the Daf. Yeah. Right in the middle of the daf, Omer Avuna, by the small letter Zayin. Omer Avuna, Tor, the person who's davening for an answer, made a mistake. Tor, B'shalosh Rishayna. Let's say he says, Mashiach HaRuach, Barut HaGashim, in the middle of the summer when you're not supposed to say. He made a mistake. So what does he do? So the din is, Chayza L'Roish. You don't just go back to the beginning of that bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of the Hoshana Esra. What if he made a mistake in the middle brachas of the Shemon Esrei being Soyoi? He said the same column not when he wasn't supposed to. Oh, it's some other mistake, whatever. So the din is Choyza La'atachayim. You have to go back. You don't just go back to the beginning of that bracha. Being Soyoi, right. If he made a mistake in the middle of one of the brachas in the middle, you go back to the beginning of that unit of the Shemon Esrei. There are three units, the Gimel Rishonis, and the 13 brachas and Soyoi, and the Gimel Achrayim. And if he made a mistake, Achrayim, he made some kind of a mistake in the last three brachas of the Shemon Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning of that unit, to the beginning of his day. And we don't pass through like that. We pass in the first three, the last three are one unit, you have to go back and make a mistake. You have to go back to the beginning of the entire unit. Imagine go back to where you made the error. But in the brachas in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, you don't have to go back to Atachanin. And the expression that he uses is, Rabasi disagrees with Ravuna, and he says, wrong. And so it is not the way you said. You shine it on Achrayness, you're right. If you made a mistake in the middle of any given bracha, you have to go to the beginning of that unit. But the middle 13 brachas, Ein Lahem Seder. Mazot Amet, Ein Lahem Seder. What does that mean? So here is the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. So Rashi says, Ein Lahem Seder, anything goes. You have to say 13 brachas in any order. So let's say the person is davening Shemon Esrei, and he realizes that his student has a small page, missing a page, and he skipped 8 brachas in the middle. So I'll get another sitter on the air, and he already said Shemet Shiva, so he'll say the eighth off and say he skipped later on. So okay, the Seder is not the obvious. That's how Rashi learned, and Sawyer's Elam Seder. He translates the word literally. The little 13 brothers of the Shemana Esther, the Seder is not the obvious. The Taisvis and the Rosh argue with Rashi, and they say, how can you say that? The Brisa says on our Gemara, Chok Tesson and Beis, it says the word twice, Yizdir ala Seder. Shimla Pakuli arranged it in order, Azak Seder, Yizdir ala Seder. Mamsha, Kate Roshan. Doesn't imply that it has to be in order. So the process is, Lachatila has to be in order. Of course Lachatila has to be in order. We're talking to the Yevet. Rashi doesn't say Lachatila, you can say however you want. On the process, the Kasha is Mishkin Kasha. Then we say this in the Rosh Hashem, it's a Kasha. That's in the Rosh Hashem. So that's where they hold note, that Rashi is wrong. That if you... If you don't say the brachas in order, you're not the answer. You must say the brachas and choice in order. What did Rav Asi mean to say on Lamadal and Ralph that the little 13 brachas of the Shemona Esrei, Elam Seder, means a different thing that is in the context of the Gemara, simply means that he disagrees with Rav Huna. Whereas Rav Huna says that each one of the three units of the Shemona Esrei has the identical din, that if you made a mistake in any place, you have to go to the beginning of that unit. So Rav Asi says that by the Vishkara, who's it? Rav Asi says, but Yom Soyer says not so. Elam Seder in that sense, it does not as in Seder. You just go back to the place where you made the mistake, and you go right. The Tosha says, so what is the Minas Kamina? So they give, well, Naskamina, what you said, the Brach is out of order. But they give you another Naskamina that comes up every so often. Let's say the Chazan is repeating the Shemana Esrei and the Tainus Tikva. So the Chazan is supposed to insert a name of Ben Goel, Lorofe. That's what it says in big letters to it. The Tainus Tikva, Emekana Shlech Tikva, Anenu. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. Then he's supposed to say Anenu before he says Refrain. Once the Chazan is Patras, then he says Goel Yisrael. Then he says Refrain. And everybody's screaming, he forgot to say Anenu, he doesn't listen. And he finishes, Refrain Chorni Anu Yisrael. Shem the end of the Baruch. So what does he do? According to Rashi, they are named there. Then they left the Rebbe Chalam Yisrael. But according to us, Taisu says, you can insert it wherever you want to. You have to say it in order. So what do you say it in order? So you have to say on Anu, then go back and repeat. You look for Anu. You're going to have to repeat it because you missed Anu. Anu is not happy. Anu is not the Akkad. So Taisu says, they leave out the Anu as a separate Rocha. You see, Anenu in Shemet, in Shemakovim, but no, the Yochid never says there's a sin. That's what the Chazan does. Right, but the Chazan, according to Taisu, the Chazan cannot say Anenu after Rifra'enu, before Baruch Aleinu, because it's out of order. And Elohim Seder just means that you don't have to go back to Adachayim, but you have to go back to the place where you made a mistake. And here, if you're required that you should go back to say Anenu, and then to say Refrainu, so it turns out that he's repeating a bracha. And Anenu, not only did he not repeat the whole Shemona Esrei, if he forgot to say Anenu, you only repeat one bracha. So that's what I said to the Chazan, won't say Anenu as a bracha with me, so I'll say in Shmakolena. So this basis is not sufficient. Let's say if he would have finished the whole Shemona Esrei and he left out Anenu. So we would tell him not to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Anenu is not miyakos. The Eden Tosha says even if we see one brother, it's also not miyakos. Let that person, the same Shiloh, let that person forget Yalei V'Yavoi and Leil Rosh Chodesh. The din is that he doesn't repeat Shemona Esrei. That maybe that's only if he finished with the whole Shemona Esrei. But if he's still towards the end, say the Shoka Ragla, then if he'll have to go back, he won't go back to the beginning, but just go back to the day. So this is Shaila Mishen. So we talk to Aloha that on Leal was Chodesh, if one forgets the Yalav Yavah, you're not Chodesh, not only are you not Chodesh the whole Shemona Esrei, you're not even Chodesh one Bracha. As long as he just finished, Hamad Lashkinot in the Sea, and he started Moedim. And if you tell him he has to go back, he'll have to repeat one breath, and that's called Kaiser. The Kaiser is also some Machlek. The Kaiser the same is true regarding Anenu. That if in order to say Anenu, you'll have to repeat even one breath, that's called Dana Kaiser. And the Dina is that if Anenu is Dana Kaiser. That was Kaiser's time against Rashi. Kaiser's in the Rashi, how can Rashi say? Rashi reads the Gemara Lamadal literally. But in Torah they don't say the Seder is not Yaakov at all. So how can Shimon HaPakuli say his Zerala Seder? So the Tashlis is Rashi holds that his Zerala Seder is L'Hatchila, it's not Yaakov at all. That's how the Mishkan is Yankif writes. And he says for Amdokas and the Kahal is Yankif. Alpi Tashlis. Then he says Alpi Chalifis, he has another suggestion. As another suggestion, that he says like this. There was a machlokes in the Mishnah that we learned already, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Whether you have to recite 18 separate brachas, or you have to say three in the beginning, three in the end, and you say Abineinu, and you say, in the middle you say Le'en Shmoneh Esrei. What does it mean Le'en Shmoneh Esrei? In which form of the Shmoneh Esrei? How exactly do you bridge it? So we didn't really learn the Gemara yet, on the next daf, on the first wide line. On Chof Tesem and Aleph, there are narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. So on the just, on the medium-sized lines in the middle, on the first wide line, my Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Yeshua, Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara asks, what do the words mean? My Me'en Shmoneh Esrei, how exactly do you abridge the Shmoneh Esrei? So it's Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Me'en Kol Bracha O Bracha. You have to say all 18, 19 brachas. So you can abridge every bracha. You have to take out the Iker phrase, the tamtus of every bracha, and then you say, Bracha Tashem Chayin Ador. Then you say, Hashem Avinu Sarasecha. Baruch Atah Hashem HaRoyt HaDeshuva Tzachlam Avinu Baruch Atah Hashem Chanan Adu Nesleh. Each bracha you have to say the Kitzah. Let's say Re'enu V'Yanenu Re'enu Re'enu, that's not a Kitzah. You have to say Yoleinu Meheru Alaman Shemecho Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yitoh. In each bracha you have to say the Tamsus, and you have to figure out what the Tamsus is. That's what Rav says. And we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Shmuel. Usually when there's a Machloek it's Rav Shmuel. And he said, actually, usually we pass like Rav, and if you didn't know this, we pass like Shmuel. And here we pass like Shmuel. The Shmuel of Omar, and Shmuel says, no, we haven't printed in a lot of Sidurim. The 13 brachas in the middle are blended in to constitute one brachas. So you have a Shmuel Esrei that only consists of 7 brachas, the first 3 and the last 3. And the middle 13 are really one. As we name Hashem Akenu, Adam Zerachecha, the whole thing is the Kitzur. So out of these Tazkin, and the Nachlechus Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, how do we pass them? So we pass one to Rabbi Yeshua, Mika Radin. We pass one to Rabbi Yeshua, that if a person wants to, he's permitted all year long to say, on any day you can say, Habi Nehru. Except the Gemara says, Allah, Abaye, Laye, Aman de Masri, Habi Nehru. In what sense? What the Shabbos, maybe not. So we're trying to have to say the same Talamata, detailed problems, but basically the din is like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you want all year long, you can say, Habi Nehru. But it's not a right thing. It's not the thing. We marah, it's Tzila. So Abaye got angry. Abaye gave a curse on all those white guys who want to use the shortcut, the abridged version to say Abaye. So we say it's not proper. Mikra Adin Halacha is like what you should have. You may say Abaye, but you should always avoid it. So the Mishkan at Yankev kind of is like this. He says, if the din would be like Rabbi Gamliel, who is the Shimon HaPakuli? He's the Yitzchak's brachas listener, Rabbi Gamliel. And what was the Loshon HaBraisa? Rabbi Gamliel was the Nazi who commissioned Shimon HaPakuli to edit the Shmoneh Esrei. If Rabbi Gamliel sheet is, then you have to say 18 separate brachas. 18 separate brachas is not Philip Tzor, either all or nothing. You've got to say 18 brachas, so his Zerala Seder has to be in order and the Seder is Makiv. Why not? Of course the Seder is Makiv. It's a Chacham HaMisak and the Seder is Makiv. But once we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel, then we don't pass like Shimon HaPakuli. Once you say that the little bracha is really one bracha, let's say a person forgot to say Mashiv HaRuah and Mori Rina Geshem in the middle of the Vincha. He says the Chaltechai Mechaz Mechai Nech Rav Lehu Zilal. You have to go back and say Mashiv HaRuah Geshem Chaltechai Mechaz. I said, no. It says in the Shmonez, did you say it anywhere there? Even if you got Micha Mecha Malgoyot Mechaim Elof Melech Mechaim 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 Mechaim. So as long as it's in the middle of the Mechachil, he's supposed to say it in the place of the Chafang on the Sefer. But for the Yevrit, you say a little bit out of order, and then they within the Nusach HaBrachah, but for the Yevrit, you know, he says, so that's what the Mishkan of Yankatan is. He says, Avada, Tyson Zirik is right. He says, first of all, Rashi can say, his Yevrit, I say, it's Mechachil, it's not 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 Mechachil, it's not. That the expression his Zerala Seder is equal. But he didn't think to tell me that the Deik is correct. It's not bad, but she talks to it. Shimon HaPakuli was asked by Rabbi Gamliel. So about his Zerala Seder is Seder. But he says, we don't pass my Rabbi Gamliel, we pass my Rabbi Yeshua. That if you want to all year long, it's not proper. Abai says, we don't allow it, Lamaisa. But the Iker Adin, the Din is like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you want, you can combine all the 13 little brachas into one. If it's all one bracha, then the Seder is not a Makif. So even if you spell it out and break it down into 13 separate halachas, over the Seder shouldn't be Makif. That's where Rashi got it from. Because Rashi holds that halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua is. Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The Nikra, then you can say Habanelu all year long. So the name of the Seder is not the Makif.
But if you say
Habanelu,
but if you say separate
Seder,
you have to
actually hold it. Oh, so that's what the Seder is not. If, once you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you want, you can exclude them all in one bracha. And once they're all in one bracha, then it's not mistaken to say that the Seder has brought in any day in the bracha's market. It's one long bakasha for 13 things. Even if you spell it out and you break it down to its component parts into 13 separate units of bracha, the Seder is also not market. Just like if you would have said it in one of the stuff, bracha, it wouldn't be
there.
Well, you have to figure out how to do it in the Seder. Rashi just said that the Seder is not Me'akir. So the mission of the Yadav says, even if the Diyuk of Tretzis is so, that Shimon HaFakuli holds that the Seder is Me'akir because of his Devala Seder, that's only the Shittah Seder because he holds like Rabbi Gamliel. But he says, Rashi, we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So leave it at Yeshua. There's no effort to say that the Seder is not. Anyway, how often lies that he passed like Tretzis? We don't pass like Rashi. You can't find it there. It should not be touched like this, is that the Seder of the Brachas and Toys is Me'akir. We hope in this deal. But the Seder is Me'akir. So the Brachas just tells that Shimon HaFakuli edited, he edited and he determined what the proper order should be. And the Gemara Megillah gives you the whole... No, just because Abai got angry at those who say Abai. So we don't allow Abai and Abai and Abai. We don't allow it in the hospital. But let's say some of those feel well. Okay, remember, you visit a sick person in the hospital. And they're so weak, let's say, people sometimes are very weak, it's very difficult for them to say Shema Esther, they can't talk and talk. You have to tell them, Mishnah Berurah says Mishnah, you have to tell them that they should, they have an angle. If they attend Shema Esther for half an hour, getting exhausted, not included. I'm going to say to them, if they have an angle, it'll take much less time. Then it's permissible to have kiddos to have an angle. There's no life by bite. If he's a chayla or he's exhausted or something, if you can't, you revert back to the Havi name.
Would this be true of the same thing, the work that they work on a tree could be all the permanent?
You're supposed to go down, but they're not supposed to cheat the boards on the job. No, the time that it takes to damage my nest is that we allow them. The Gemara says we don't allow them to have a hazaras hashav. But they're not believed to save, yes, it takes so much time. But you shouldn't even say Hoshman Esther that they're permitted to say. Bizman is there, the Pasuk says they're permitted to say Chazaras Hashanah also. So we assume that Bizman is there, people don't work so hard. So we assume that the Pasuk is Michael, so have a Chazaras Hashanah also. Yes.
What's the question?
That's the mistake. What wasn't that kind of stuff? And Shabbos, we know that you only say Shabbos, you only say seven brachas. So the Gimel Rishon is Gimel Atzeres, whatever you have to say. But we have a lot of bakashas on Shabbos also, a lot of different bakashas. We took them all into one Musa. No, he did have. But it wasn't perfectly optional. Ganshik, that's how good I was. And Paul is too loose. If you want, you can say the long form. If you want, you can say the short form. Either is equally acceptable. But those who like to be marked, it's good, and those who like to be mechatzim. Okay. But even if one does, that's where the Akivas show. The Akivas says if one finds it difficult, it's Yabinenu. But it seems he's obligated to say the long Shema Esther. But the Akivas says, now, even if it's absolutely easy, you know the Nusach Kalteh, and you sleep, you're the Shuhal, that it's perfectly permissible if you choose to say the short form. Bashek Tesagdara made two takanis, and it's optional to say either one Nusach or the other. Equally acceptable. So Hechi Kedusha is in Shulchan Aruch. It says if it's late before the Shkia, or before whatever the top of Mana Minta happens to be, or if it's late, so if it's very late and you see that you will not succeed in repeating the whole Chazorot HaShav before whatever the Sofas Mane is, then you make Arichas Kedushin. But if it's only 1:30 in the afternoon, then you're not supposed to make Arichas Kedushin. That's where Rav Soloveitchik used to say, if you said Arichas Kedushin at 1:30, everybody with the Yotzei Kedushin, and then they will daven the Yotzei Tefillah B'Lachash after they finish Manasseh, then we have to have the Chazan and see Tosh Manasseh. Just because of the Yotzei Kedushin doesn't mean anything. We still have to have a Chazorot Hashem. I'm going to Fadim. Then Fadim, that there were Yotzei Kedushin. So let's take Kedushin. Let's take them all. And the Chazan says, oh, the Chazorot Hashem.
What is the Chazorot Hashem for?
Takana Sakharim. Now you have a minion of people who daven the Tefillah, Shachar Tzedinche. So because there was a time that there were people who were not taking the tefillah, and you had to have a hechel and shmoneh esrei to be mighty, then they lost your shein of baki. So the Rambam writes in the Shul, made a tachon on the other one, even if everybody's kolonim, tachon, kolonim, nevan, kolonim, and kainim, you always have to have a hechel kedusha as a separate tachon. Right, nothing to do with kedusha. It could be that it's even for the Chazorot Hashem. I don't know. You let the Chazin speak to Shmoneh Esrei by saying Havineinu. No, that's a Shechus Tainer. That's a Tainer. Why do you say Mechaber right that you do a Hechus Kedusha? If it's late, you say by Nisa, just make a Hechus Kedusha. So why not have the Chazan say a Chazorot Hashem but have a name? Since he passed the Mikra, didn't have name. I don't know, that's a good sign.
Maybe everybody should
say have a name. And that was the first question that led into the second. That's what he asked. This sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that is perfectly optional, either to say the long form or the short form of have a name, or is that only for the Yochid, or is that even for the Shad? So I fell in and I thought that it's for the Shat also. So then he answered, that's so. So take this. So why does it take this late? And you're not going to finish. Make a resolution. Let everybody say have a name. No, let the Chazan say have a name.
I don't
know. Could be like Tayshu said. Could be like Yom Tov. Could be. I don't know. The Gutta Taina, the Gutta Rabbi Yishe, look in Shulchan Aruch, that's not sitting, but Hilchus Mincha, but Reish Lam and Zay, Reish Lam and Gimel. What does the Farshim say? What does the Karen say? Why does the Mechabu say you make the Hilchus Lusha? Why doesn't he recommend that they should say everybody should have an in? And the Mechabu says,
and the Mechabu says, why is that? Why is that? From after
the Mechabu's name, because
that's why he used to say that.
But if it's a Shasa Tzachan Abayi, it's not lying. Unless you're a Choyla, Achor the Mishnah Berurah says it's permitted to daven have a name of the Chachira. Let's say if it's late before the Shkia, so why shouldn't that also be like a Shas HaKam? I don't know, it's a good Kash. So the Gemara says the Shemin HaPakuli edited the Shmaneh. Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel HaChachamim, so Rabbi Gamliel told the Chachamim, there's a great Tzorech to compose another Bracha. Is there anybody here, Kvum Yeshalim Shadir L'Sak and Bichas HaZdukim? Is there anybody who is able to compose a curse against the Rishonim? Those are difficult, to compose a curse against the Rishonim. Anybody can do that. So they had to look high and low. Aman Shmuel Lakos in the Tikkun.
Was that time when the meeting was coming?
Who was it?
Together with the Jewish.
Right, that's how Dr. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote over from the Chasko Kalasha. The Chasko Mishu said in his sefer like that. What does it say to Kul? On Kumish. As you say, on Kumish and Rav Kuk. They both have like that. And why did they pick on Shmuel HaKotam? Because the Mishnah hasn't been Kiyobit. Shmuel HaKotam used to say, in the Kol HaYitzvah HaKismah. Kol HaYitzvah HaKismah is a Pesach. What did Shmuel HaKotam used to say? He said he was very welcome to say that. That was his favorite concert. And everybody knew that was his motto in life. So when they had to compose on Nusach HaTzilah, a curse against the Rishayim, they had to pick on him, that he has to be the one to do it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said when he said the Hesped for Rav Chaim Heller. That when they needed somebody to break off all of the biblical criticism, that they had to have a tzaddik HaTzilah to keep like Rav Chaim Heller. They didn't move to the Shemayim. As God, they didn't pick on some great Talmud Chacham who would be a knocker, who would say, Shtik Lachari, no, Baruch Manis, and then he would say, you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're wrong also. And then I had to pick a Shtila Yid, like a Chaim Heller, It was a tremendous honor, such a humble individual, and he wrote the book to break up the biblical critics. So he said that was the discipline he entitled when he printed that. The that was called Shmuel HaKotin Shal Darei. That was the theme of the Hefter that he gave at that time. So that's what some authorities point out, that they chose Shmuel HaKotin because he was such a meek and humble person. They thought he would compose the Nusach HaBrocha without any mouth. So he composed the Nusach HaBrocha. The Shana Acheres next year, the year later, Shkachal. Shmuel HaKotin forgot the Nusach HaTzur. What do you mean he forgot? If you say this one answer every day, how can you forget? The family didn't say.
You don't know what the historical circumstances are.
I don't know the historical circumstances. Yavis in his history book has a long Arisa Sanitin, or what in the world was going on over here? What was the Torah, and how could it be that the next year he forgot the bracha? If he said the bracha every day, the family didn't say it every day. Once in a long while they said, next year he forgot. Shchacha, and the Gemara says, when Shmuel HaKotin was down in Pranam, he forgot Olam HaShinim, the Hishkit Bo, in middle of Shmonesa, he was standing and waiting, Shtayim, the Shalosh Sha'ot, 2 or 3 hours, I don't know if it means, quite a while. He was standing there quite a while, middle of Chazorat HaShad, trying to remember the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei, for Lo Yalu, and they didn't kick him off an Amos. The Gemara is going to discuss what the din. Normally the din is that if a person is in the middle of Chazorat HaShad, if he gets stuck in the middle of it, he doesn't have a city. If he gets stuck in the middle of the prophet, if he gets stuck and he can't save Olam HaShinim, then a chayshet that maybe he himself is from the Nusim, maybe he doesn't want to say it, so he throw him off in Amos. So the Brisa says this story that Shmuel HaKotin was down in Panom and he couldn't reconstruct the Olam HaShinim, the Lo Halu, they didn't kick him off on the Amos. Thank you, Gemara. My Lo Halu, why didn't they kick him off right away? The Shir of the Chayshet, Amar, Yom HaRav, Tov, the Chayshet made a mistake b'chol HaBrachas Kulam, he makes a mistake, and any other bracha, ain't Malim on Tov. You don't kick him off. You help him out, and you tell him what the next bracha is, and he should say. But if he makes a mistake, the Bechaz HaZdukim, Malim also, you throw him off, and you don't let him finish the Shmoneh Esrei, even if he already agreed to say, well, I'm Al-Shinim, because you have to be Choshei, Chayshin Hashem Aminu. Maybe he himself is an Apikurus. So why weren't they Choshei Shmuel HaKotin, and why does it say, well, hello? And for the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotin, do you think he was the father of a Chaber, but you're not going to be Choshei, that he became an Apikurus. So, you know, why not? Sometimes you have people who are great tzaddikim, then they become apikursim, and if it's Dilma Hadar, then maybe he changes his outlook on life. Maybe originally he was a tzaddik and he composed the kol, the tefillah against the rishoyim, maybe he became an apikurs. I'm Rabbi. Rabbi says we have a tradition, Miri, that a person who threw into a tzaddik tavor, another tzaddik, lo havi bisha, he will not become a bad person. A tzaddik never turns into a rosh. Trade more, how can it be? Why? Not so, but Siv Shtetich in Yecheskel HaNovi. Or the Shuv Tzadik Nitzit Kostoy, no, Yecheskel HaNovi says it's Karvi Yonish. Keep on speaking about Karvi Yonish. And then he says, and if a Tzadik later on has Charoshes from all the mitzvahs that he did, so he loses all of the scar, and he does Averis later with his punish. And if a Rosh has Charoshes from the Averis and he does Tshuva, so all the Averis will be wiped away and he'll get scar for all the mitzvahs that he does. He says that there is such as the Gemolta Zarach, the Shul Tzadik Mitzit Kasei, and the Tzadik for many years, and he has Karate from the Mitzvot, but also Ovel, and then later on he does Averis, but then he gets no reward for any of the Mitzvot that he did. You see that there is such a thing as a person who was a Tzadik for many, many years, and he becomes a Rasha. So Abaye answers, that Pasuk in the Gospel is talking about a different case. Russia made Korah, that's if originally he was a Russian, and then he was called Yiddish and became a Tzaddik, then it's shy psychologically, he can revert back to become a Russian. He'll be chosen by from the Tshuva. However, I will Tzaddik make Korah, but Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel HaKotin, was always a Tzaddik from birth on, he was always a Tzaddik, he was never a Russian. Look, that's impossible. Shmuel HaKotin was never a Russian, and it's not shy that a person who was always a Tzaddik should become a Russian. Great big word, is that true? Well, Michael, that's so far. Some have a mission to cook yogurt. And some of the other people have their own why? Sharei, Yechon and Kohen Gadol. There was a person who was a Kohen Gadol, Shemish Bekuna, Gebeila, Shmainim Shonam. Well, if the Seif Nas is Tzeduki, after serving as a Kohen Gadol faithfully for 80 years, he became an apikurs towards the end of his life. Some of the Kohen say that this is Matisya Ben Yechon and Kohen Gadol. I would say it's a different Yechon and Kohen Gadol. It doesn't mean that there's a Yechon and Kohen Gadol, Yechon and Kohen Gadol doesn't mean it's the same person.
It doesn't mean over there either. Master Shoga Yechon Kangaro doesn't mean that his father was a Kangaro.
Sure.
Some say Master Shoga is a Kangaro. That's the deal they have on his Gemara.
Was that the one that said Yechon Kangaro? He was the one who said maybe Master Shoga was a Kangaro. Maybe the father was never anybody says. Who said that his father was a Kangaro. There's no discussion. Anyway, but there was such a figure. Yechon Kangaro, who was a tzaddik for 80 years, who was a Kangaro for 80 years, well, besides Nasset, Duki, so don't you see that you can have a person who is a tzaddik all of his life, and then becomes a rush at the end. So Omar Abaye, and there is a machlekes in connection with that Mishnah, Turkey, Abaye Abaye Rover. Who was this person, Yechonon Kango? The Omar Abaye and Abaye said in connection with the Mishnah, who? Yanai, who? Yechonon. This Yechonon Kango, who became a Duki, besides Yanai, that's the famous figure, Yanai Amela, in the Shuganah, from the mouth of Kashmanoi. Who flipped his lid? This is Yomar, when he was killing all the time. Oh, he was married to Shimon Shetha. Oh, it's from Seer. He was always on the Shulchan. He started off as a Meshuggah, and then he was normal for a while. And then he went back to his Meshuggah and said Yomar. The Rabbi says, no, Yanei Lechud. Yanei Lechud, there's two different people. Yanei Yomar, then on Meshuggah. Yanei took the Kud of Yomar for a period of time. He insisted he's going to be the Kangol of the Tanayim. We're angry at him. The Gemara tradition tells the whole story. They considered him possibly a Sufik Kolo. So they were angry why he was doing Avodah. The Rabbi says these are two different people. Yanai was never accepted as a good Kangol. They never liked him. And Yechonon Lechud, Yechonon Kangol, he was accepted as a Kangol. For 80 years he was a Kangol. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi says, Yanai was always a Rosh Nekor. Yechonon was a Tzadik Nekor. So that is what goes back to the discussion. Abaye said before, why didn't they throw off Shmuel HaKotzen when he was davening Shmuel Esrim? He couldn't reconstruct the bracha of Olam HaShinim. And we have this din that if the chazan can't say Olam HaShinim, you have to be chashish that maybe he's an apikaris, maybe he's a nin. So why didn't they throw him off?
He did something like somebody else that was talking to him that nobody remembers.
That's what he did. Oh,
right, you don't say it.
I don't know.
Just
the family, they asked me a question, they thought the name someone up with him. That's the din by the Lama Shina. Why didn't somebody else think that?
I don't know. The whole story is a
lot missing. That's why Yabba has a whole chapter on this. And he said it only said it, then they couldn't stop coming to this. Okay. When there was necessary. When it was necessary, you said. Yeah. This doesn't happen. The Gemara says, Bishlein, Heni, if you're like Abaye. Heni, Chalabai, if you're like Abaye, whoever was a tzaddik all along can never become a Rashi. So Shmuel, I'll talk to him about being a tzaddik. So it's not sure I have to be choshi, that he became an apikoros, not the sefiyot. So come to Abaye, you understand why they didn't throw him off from the Yomid when he didn't remember the Lama Shem. Now, the Rav or Kashi, but according to Rav, that it's even shy psychologically, that a person who was always a tzaddik all his life becomes an apikoros with the self. So why didn't they throw off Shmuel HaKotten? The din is Mali Mosov, the din is if he can't say the Lama Shem, we have to kick him off Hashim Shem apikoros. And for the Gemara, Amalach Lava, Hello, the Rav of Kash, you're going to Rav of the Kash. Yeah. Amar Lach Rav, Tzadik Meikar, right now, make Dil Mahad Abay. Rav holds that even a person who was a Tzadik all along, the Shah said he will become an Apikaris, he'll be right to Tzadik. So that's it's more just repeating with Kash Yachem, my last school. So why didn't they throw up Shmuel HaKadma for the Yama? The Emphati Gemara, not that when Shmuel HaKotzen got to the Bracha and Shmuel HaKotzen, Ulam HaShinim, it doesn't mean that he couldn't start at all. He started Shmuel HaShinim after he took over Chol HaRisha, and he got stuck in the middle. He started the Bracha and he got stuck in the middle. Shari Shmuel HaKotzen, the Akhil Bar. He did begin, the Mighty Shari Kacho, he did begin the Bracha, and he got stuck in the middle, he couldn't remember the Rustach. And the Amr Rabbi Yudam Arad, he's telling Rabbi Shimon Levi, we have a member, Vashon Rela, that halacha, that if the Chazan can't save Olam HaShinim, so you fire him, Vashon Rela Shulahitzka Vah, he didn't even begin Olam HaShinim, but if he did begin, he got stuck in the middle, crime on that, but half my Shmuel HaKotzen. Okay, so let's revert back again. But what happened over here, the whole story? Shmuel HaKotzen was the one who composed this additional bracha. That's how the Bavli presents. There used to be 18 brachas, originally. Well, Shimon HaPakumi edited the 18 brachas, and then Rabbi Gamliel requested that there was a need to compose a bracha against the Apikurisim, and that was Olam HaShinim, the Birchas Aminim, and then I guess there was a time that they didn't say it,
And then on one occasion, Shmuel HaKotam was davening for an Omid, and they asked him to save Olam HaShem. There was a Tzoref, and he couldn't remember it. The Lashon HaBraisa is strange. Here the Pasuk discusses. And he was trying to reconstruct it. Lashkit means to look into it. He kept on thinking in his mind, what is the Nusach he's trying to remember? What is the Nusach of Olam HaShem? Either he had already begun the Olam HaShem, but didn't finish it, the Rabbi says, or he didn't even begin the Olam HaShem, whatever it was. He paused in the middle of Shmuel Esrei for a significant amount of time. It doesn't necessarily mean that he paused for 2-3 hours, the way we would say it shows, but for some significant amount of time, and then he continued the Shmuel Esrei when he remembered. So here the Pechodesh has a discussion in Shetanara, what to be the Shohar for the Likvot Tumor. If a person is in the middle, we already learned, they were earlier in the Mitzvah. They read the Machlekes in the Gemara, whenever you have to do a Mitzvah, they take an amount of time. You want to blow Shaitan. You want to read the Megillah. You want to say Kriyashma, the Quran. You want to Dukhan. Dukhan it. You want to Dabu Shmanash. Whenever you have a Mitzvah, it takes an amount of time. And then you have a pause in the middle. They say they clap Haman so long, sometimes in the Mishiva they clap Haman so long, not so long that you can finish the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end, but for a significant amount of time. By Dukhaning it is a problem. Sometimes the Quran sing a Megan so long that they could have said the whole Yibarachacha Hashem, Yishmarach Yair Hashem, Panamalat Yishmarach, they could have finished the whole Dukhaning in the amount of time that they're singing the Megan. So the Mishnah Berurah is more at that time. And even though the Dievet Shof the Ligma school does not ma'akeh, but Chimi not allowed to do it, but in kindness you shouldn't pause in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, that you should change the minig and pause the
Esther.
Right, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah has that also. He says, Bishlein, that's the same in the game, they hold that blends in. But in kindness, if they're not even singing the nigger, they sometimes you can't just wait.
Yeah.
They just wait. So that's his main kindness, they're not singing the nigger. Sing a nigger, he's happy. It doesn't bother him. So that's what... So the Taisus has different sheetahs. Taisus is the rich Adam Achlekes. How do we resolve the serious in the Gemara? How do we pass him and get to Shoha Kedem Igmas Kula? So by Kiyo Shoha Kedem Igmas says, if there is Shoma Teishit Kiyo, the Teishit Shoha by Yayim Yotza. You heard one Kiyo at 9 o'clock in the morning on Rosh Hashanah, one Kiyo at 10 o'clock, there's Kiyo and Shvarim and it's Kiyo and it's Kiyo. All day long, there's Shoha an hour in between one call and the other. So Igmas says, the Yavid Yotza. See the Tayyar said it's good, and by Krishna is Yatsa, and by everything is Yatsa for the Yatsa. And then there's a Gemara by Shmuel Esrei earlier, it sounds like all Yatsa. You have to go to the Kakite, middle, whole Gemara, the Shokan Eligma is full of Yatsa. The Titus made a chilek, why was he Shokan Eligma school? What prompted, what motivated him? If he was sure because he wasn't able to proceed by right there because there was some Ma'akid, he had to go to the Kakite, and he couldn't have by this, so that's arrogant. But if he sure some, he lost the page in the Siddur. And then it's until he found the page, it took him 5 minutes. So such a shock that even the court, you should have read. Okay, the same thing is he banned what prompted him to be shown. Yeah. It sounds like at that time they had already decided on all the themes that they wanted, on all the 18 themes, and they just asked him to put it in order. They edited it here. And then the 19th bracha, the Lama Shiva, the 19th bracha, apparently it sounds like they didn't say it all the time. Whenever there was a need, they said it. But then there was a long time that there was no need, then when they needed it again, so they didn't get it. Who put the same? I don't know, there's a lot missing here. Historically, no, there's a lot missing. Different year, okay.
Why are you not even sure? If who wants to say just that they waited a long time, why didn't you use that they lost the sky with Shula
Shul?
So
it's just the under the time of Alexander Yamal, and they didn't permit it to say it.
The what?
Yes,
Gemara then Megillah quotes this bracha and explains the whole state of why Seitan took him in Tanar, why each bracha has to be in the proper order. In fact, the Mishkan of Yankiv has a he'ora and an interesting deal, and that's why Gemara then Megillah, and Daf Yitzayim. So you notice the Gimel Rishon has to be Avos Gvuras and Kedushas Hashem. And the Gimel Acharonis has to be Avodah Hadaya and Shoveh. So the Gemara says, Minolan, Minolan, Minolan. Minolan, Minolan, Minolan. Then the Gemara says on the 13 in the middle, the 12, 13 in the middle, the Gemara has a different Lashon. It doesn't say Minolan. I forgot the Lashon again. So how do you know it should be in this order? You know how to mediate something. So the Mishkan Tiankim says the Lashon of Gemara sounds better according to Rashi. That the first dream will last through the state of Ma'akir. And then so it's Elohim Seder, the state is just Lachatzila. So Ma'akir, the Gemara asks, how do you know that it should be Lachatzila like this? And they didn't say Minolan, because Minolan, he says, the stronger Lashon, that means that the Seder would be Ma'akir. Adiyuk HaLashon. Why the Gemara was Mishana the Lashon about the Seder of the Gimel Rishon of the Gimel Lashon? But here the Gemara doesn't see it. The Gemara doesn't give the reason. And Megillah, it's a long Arichus. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Pre-Chadish has his Ma'ara the Shalva. But there is a machlokes between Taisus and the Rambam. How do you resolve the Stevis HaGemara? Sometimes the Gemara had a machlokes in the end of Rosh Hashanah, and his brachas was to dinner show because they think Gemara is kuba by all of these mitzvahs. It starts from the din d'oraisa by shechita to the din of shehiya. When you shech the behemah, so it takes an amount of time. So what if the shech had shech, and then he stops in the middle and he pauses so long that he could have done the whole shechita from the beginning to the end, and then he continues the shechita. So that's one of the chamishot of the shechita. The shehiya passes in the middle. What is it shehiya? Why does it pass? It breaks up the syrup between the first half of the shechita and the second half. It turns out that he didn't do one unit of shechita. So it's called the tikkun rabbanon, came the right to tikkun, and he made it in the rabbanon in mitzvahs. By the matir of shechita, not the tzaret. But he made it in by Kriyat Shema. Shari HaShok Tevik Meskub is a Dinder, right? It's by Kriyat Shema. So if you believe that Kriyat Shema is the right, it's a Bishop Tevik Meskub. It's only a Dinder Rabbonis. Hazah by Korbonis. Likud, all you need is one drinker. You know, Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, where it's all Ma'akev, is there a Dinder Shok Tevik Meskub? And Gemara Yuma, I don't get called at all. If the Gemara discusses anything about Shok Tevik Meskub, I don't know, interesting.
Shari. It's a Maitre, not
the... It's a series of a lot of Maitre. Seems a lot of mice. Maybe it should be a bit. I don't know. In what else are they by Kiyas and by Krishna and by Megillah and by Halo and by Shmonesca? I don't know. Why not by Hazor? I don't know. It should be different. Interesting Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah says by Zuchani. What's up to Dr. Kedis and why not Hazor? I'm going to keep them in the raw market. Interesting Shabbat. I
don't know. Yeah.
You're thinking it over again. Could be.
Don't say so. With the exception of Muslim mind culture, of the
prophet. The law.
The law. Oh, but this was in connection with
the prophet. That's the law. That's the law.
He's keeping the law, ain't he? He's keeping the law. That's what he wants to say. He was thinking maybe it was wrong. I don't know. Could be. Yeah, Rashi doesn't think along with that. Rashi just simply says, Kosh Abnitka. He was trying to remind himself. Okay, that's what you mentioned. Anyway, but this is the order that the Pechodah started the following Apis. That there is a Machlekes in the Gemara in the end of Megillah, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, different Mesichus, where the Shok, they make Maskulas, Mabatul, the Tzirah, by Kriyashman, by Megillah, by Halo, etc. And how do we pass them as a theme in Gemara, as it says? Some Gemara seems to say it's Mark, and some Gemara seems to say it's not Mark. The Tzirah says it depends what motivated you to be Shoya in the middle. If it was Shoh away from that you were prohibited to continue because you have to go to Beis Akisei, there's not a lot of job, and then that's a bigger hefty, then you're not going to. But it showed up there, it was cool, because some, you lost the faith, you lost the spirit, the mother, extraneous reasons, but then it's not Miyakas and Yerit, and the Rambam held a different sheet, a chalik between Shemana Esrei as opposed to all other mitzvahs, and all other mitzvahs showed that it was cool, it was not possible. And in Shemana Esrei, special din, why? So that's where our Soloveitchik used to always interpret. Shmonesh has to be called in the Mishnah. If a person who comes in to visit the President of the United States and they give him 10 minutes to take a look whatever he has to say, he talks for 2 minutes and then he stops for 5 minutes and he talks for another 3 minutes. So they're going to throw him out in the middle. Some people speak slowly, but so slowly that he takes his breath for 5 minutes. So they're going to throw him out in the middle. What kind of... that's Mabapul. Shok Dedigma's tool is Mabapul with Khina Vayim in the Mishnah. So that's how the Rambam in the Yit holds that. By Shmonesh, the Shogun Edig Meskuba is Ma'akib Yer. So the Pichadish Tainus from this Gemara you see against the Rambam in the Yit. Because it says the Hishkip was Tainus on the Shoy. And it sounds like it's a very long time.
Sometimes it was more makeup, could be. This is the horror that the Kikodesh brings up. Don't you see from this Gemara? Perhaps that sometimes Shabbat Alek was called a Namakei. Maybe a Chilatin Shabbat, but whatever, that's the Shabbat. So the Bnei Yeshua quotes this horror from the Kikodesh, and he wants to suggest the following Einstein Halacha Lamaiti. Would you say those are the suggestions? Could be the special Kodesh Yassim. So Bnei Yeshua wants to be Mechadish, the interesting thing. What if a person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he pauses, and he's not thinking about the baseball scores, or thinking about a shtickle pair of Shmoneh Esrei. He's thinking about the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say a lot of people have very long models of Hanashev. What are they thinking about? And they pause a lot because they're thinking about Malchus, or about Zechayus, or about Shaker. But they're thinking about the Tila. They're not the Siachdav, not blank minds. They're thinking about the Tila. So that's what the Peshua says. Ishkit Poshtai, Mishal Mashor, he's thinking about the Lama Shina. He was thinking about it. So he wants to be Mechadish, but that's not a violation of Shokta Lignas Kula. Let's go to the, maybe along the lines, I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah said. I don't know, Mishnah Berurah made the chiddush about the Duchmi. Yeah. So he said if the Kohen just stands there, doesn't say a word, and doesn't sing, doesn't do anything, then we have a problem. Look how chiddush is there. A problem of Shokta Lignas Kula, and he doesn't like the practice that we have. But he says, if he's singing, we should tell why. Somehow the singing does blend in. I have Dr. Gornish, the singing is not Ma'ake, and it doesn't end. But somehow the singing blends in, so the person that's along the lines of the Kanishu, but he's thinking about the Brahman, thinking about the Tzilo, but that's not a violation. Thinking about that theme of the Brahman. That would be the shadow. One of them will be sure, but they make more cool in the middle of Shmuel Esrei because they had to look up a din. So it could be that the Peshua would be making on that too. But that's also called it's likely to be. It's not exactly the same. Here he's thinking about the theme of the tefillah. There he's working on a halakhic issue regarding patching up the tefillah. Could be. Yeah, again, the Gemara is missing. It's a lot in the history here. The Gemara doesn't fill in. You know, for instance, Teddy Shulam and Maria, every so often we quote big chunks from the Yavin, from the history book, because he fills in a lot of information based on Tosefis and Yerushalmi and Yishayim and other sources. So this Gemara also has a long arichus. So I didn't have a chance to look through it. Many years ago, so I saw this chunk. Could be. Probably, it's supposed to be good for some meaning. Supposed to be brought on the meaning. Yeah, so once the Gemara tells us that the Nusach of the Shemana Esrei and the number of brochas, everything had to be Alpi, Bahem Kaman Azim, it had to be Alpi Nagur, Alpi Rocha Kodesh, Kadamet is something that appears in Sanat, which are Muslim. So the Gemara wants to know that's fine for all year long that you say Shemana Esrei have 18 brochas. But what about on Shabbos and Yom Tov that you only say 7 brochas? Ani Sheva the Shabbat with Kenegan Li. On Shabbos you say 7 brochas. What is that Mechub in Kenegas? So the Gemara gives an answer. There's a remnant in Tanakh for that also. And for the Gemara, I'm not Chalak to the show. Kenegas Shiva Kodesh Amad Dabar Al Amai. The Achrei Nesh Kanish Gemara, an interesting question. Yes, the Mashal, the Mashal, another Achrei Nesh, what then do you want on Shabbos? The Chachamim wanted to relieve us from saying all the Sarachim in the Middle, either to relieve us, give us a break, or they wanted to prohibit us, because it's not proper to say Bakash Sarachim during the weekdays. And then once you throw out all the brachas on Shabbos, you give them a Shabbos, you have to have them, you gotta have a brach on Shabbos. And then the brach, 7 brachas. By simple subtraction, you gotta have 7. So what was the Gemara's question, can I get me? That's what they asked. That's what the Bnei Yeshua and others give an answer that the Gemara was asking like this. The question all along was, what do you need 18 brachas? You can condense a lot of them. A lot of them are repetitious themes. You can have Tshuva and Slicha together. You can have Yerushalayim and Gavid and Makibut Malchus and Gula. You can have them all in one bracha. So how do they know to break it down to 18? So some, the Bnei Yeshua and others say that would be the Gemara's question. Just like on Rosh Chodesh and Chalamay, we say Yalav Yavra in the middle of the day. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, why do they make a takana, a separate bracha? You can have Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Acharonis and nothing in the middle. just take Shabbos and Yom Tov in the middle of it, say. Say Hallelujah in the middle of it, say. That's what he says. So that's what the Gemara was asking. How do they know what prompted them to make seven brachas? I don't know. Is that a legitimate Shmonesre? Right, so the Brach of Shabbos has several seasons. I wonder whether the Bnei Yeshua's answer is that this Talmudic. Because in the Gimel Rishon, in the Gimel Achronis, you're not supposed to have any Bakashas to Rachamim. You have a little bit, Taki. Kirkan said, Yalo Yavi Yagir. There's Bakashas to Rachi HaKlal. So it says, Tumshavar, Rachi HaKlal. But there's no Sarachim of the Yachir over there. And the Rambam's opinion is that you have to have Tzila B'chol Yom is a Zinder Raisa. And Tzila B'chol Yom is a Zinder Raisa, and a Zinder Raisa requires once a day, every day, you have to dama. I think right, the Tzila is only the Rabbanan, so the Rambam says the Nusach of Tzila is only the Rabbanan, and the number of Tzila that you have to dama Shach is Tzila B'chol Yom, 3 Tzila a day, that's the Rabbanan. But that you have to dama once a day, every day, the Rambam's opinion is that's the right. And what is the Zinder Raisa? It's just a Maidani, so the Rambam says no. After you start on Shavach and Shavach and Makosh and Terachim and Haidoya at the end. So what do you mean? You're going to say Gimel Rishon and Gimel Achronis and that's all? You're going to say Yal V'yoga, V'yoga Mishavach and there, V'yoga Chagamat and there, and Yom Tov, and that's all. That's going to be Terachi HaKlal. Yal V'yagia is the Chomenis, 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 the You hold up the other Rishon, the Ramban, the Siddhis of the Ramban, the Tzila, the Ramban, the Rabbanon. But it's the Rabbanon, you have to daven, and the Tzila has to consist of Shevach and Bakosha. And Haidah, Bakosha means my Bakosha, my Sarokha. What do you mean? Insert Ayal of the Yavar, Azad Ritzeh, I have to say, the Yavar Shabbat is there, in the middle of Ritzeh of Avayda. That's not going to be Bakosha, it's the Rabban. You have to have a middle Sarokha. That's very plain sure what he says over here. So that's what Moshe said. Moshe had the Negros Moshe. The Iker Bracha and Tzoyis of Shabbos is Kaim Kaim Tzoyis Karshen and Mitzvah Secho Ruchni Zikas Tzorach. All we can only speak about Gashmi Zikas Tzorach. We want money, Parnasa, happiness, whatever. All the Gashmi Zikas things. And on Shabbos you're not supposed to talk about that. You're supposed to talk about Ruchni Zikas Tzorach. So the Iker Bakoshi Karshen and Mitzvah Secho Mitzvah Kaim Tzorach Secho Tzorach Tzorach all of those are Ruchni Zikas Tzorach. So maybe it's better to say the Shabbat that he said before, not the opposite of the Bnei Yeshua. But not that the Gemara was asking why you know it's 7, maybe it's 6. Well, he's 6, just in the Shabbat and the Rigoya, no Tzorachim, no Bakosh Tzorachim in the middle. So what kind of a tefillah is that? No, the question was, we have Kadashenim and Tzorachim, 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 you can make a separate rock out of each one of these and make it elaborate a little more. You could have made. So that was the Gemara's question. No, but it has to be. I have to have a marker in Tanakh. So where is there a marker for a tefillah with 7 units, with 7 brachos? The Gemara says there is a marker. The Behem Kamen Nevi'im, the Nevi'im amongst the Anshei Klas HaGadolah found their remnants in Tanakh. The 7 Kol Hashem, the 7 Kol of David.
How is it related to Shabbat?
I don't know if it's related to Shabbos. They just found that such a tefillah exists. There's a tefillah of 18, and there's a tefillah of 7, and there's a tefillah of 9. Right. That's the next Gemara. Then the Gemara is, Hanikesha the Rosh Hashanah connected me. Why would they mistalk in 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah? So that's what the Achrayim asked also. What do you want them to stop? You have no prayer. You have to say, Gimel Rishayim, the Gimel Rishayim, the Gimel Rishayim, the Gimel Rishayim, what's the Kasha Avada? So some Achrayim answer, maybe the same Shavada, they say, how do you know that you have to say, Malach Gimel Rishayim, 3 steps of Brachas? You can say everything all together at once. The Rav always used to say, so you blend it in such a way that the one Hasim will be one. The Rav used to say, Fakir, not you should blend it into one. You have to say based on the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Why do you say only 9? It should be 10. And every Shabbos in the end, you say Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, and the Brach of Bishus Hayem, the end. And then when Rosh Hashanah comes, you have another 3 things, Mazach and Shaitan, so you should say 10. So all the time I work on this problem, they squeeze 10 into 9. So that's what the Rav explains. What was the problem? There's no 10 brachas. That's what the Gemara says. No, you can't do that.
Why Shabbos? How come Shabbos that isn't 9? You got to go.
They say 7, the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov. They say 7. There's a different shayla, whether Malchus or Chaim Shabbos is only from Rusev, or if it's more, it's because that's that same Balamor. The Balamor claims there in Rosh Hashanah
that you're supposed to say multiple kinds of shepherds, from Myris, the Shachris, from Musa, from Mincha, and Musa, you insert the Karbonis also. But he says in the other two, if you don't say Karbonis, but you still say multiple kinds of shepherds, he says the Gemara never said it's only from Musa. That's what he's talking about. And the Marsha points out that the Rashi in Abu Dhabi, the first verse, sounds like he holds like that, that Balamor. That you say multiple kinds of shepherds, the Shachris is also not just from Musa.
They used to blow Shofar by Shachris, so they would say
that was the cash. The nation says in Rosh Hashanah that originally they used to blow Shofar to Shachris, it must have been the mix of land, the government sent the policemen, and they thought that it married the Malchus, and they used to blow Shofar, and they would revolt against the government. The Shofar, the blast of the Shofar was a symbol of rallying an army together. So they thought in the Yodeya that they were revolting against the government. So they stopped, and they were afraid. So they stopped blowing Shofar Shabbos. And then when the policemen started saying Shema Yisrael, immediately they said, then they blow Shofar. Part of the religious ceremony is that they realize that they're not Mardu Malchus. So it's complete Mazar. But they left the Kir Shofar Musa. So that's what you hear. If you all like the Balaam more, that you all would say Malchus and Shofar Shabbos in the Shabbos. And then we understand how it shocks that they blew Shofar in Shabbos. But if you all, you only say Musa, if you stop there, the conjunction with the Malchus and Shofar, how does it fit? So the process is whenever you blow Shofar, that's when you're supposed to say Malchus and Shofar. So originally they used to blow Shofar and Shachris. The Shachris had nine brachas and the Musa had seven. And then when they switched it to the Musa, so the Musa became nine brachas and the Shachris shrank and became seven. Just the Balamor holds that it's always nine. Every Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah is nine. You don't change. Because the Mark is stationed in Rosh Hashanah connected me, always nine brachas, not just Musa. No, no, no. That's the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. Originally they used to blow in Shabbos because he's Magdimah the Mitzvah. And then they moved it to Musa, not because people came late. On Rosh Hashanah they came on time. They moved it to Musa because of the police, because it was the Shas HaTakonah, and the government thought that they were the Malkas and they must have killed a couple of Jews. So they moved it to Musa. And why did that help? The place to explain, that's what the Yishalmi. They saw the Saint Krishna, they didn't create a terror, they shocked by the dominant. So they realized the Shaykh is also a religious ceremony. It's not Margin Malkas, it's not a political thing. Yes.
He says there is a Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, where it says when Shmuel HaKotan was about to die, if the voice came out from heaven, a basket came out and said that one of you is Rosh Yitishu al-Hashchina al-Hador Roy Lukach. Not my name is Shmuel HaKotan. They thought the Shmuel HaKotan was really Roy Lahashurat HaShchina, but the dog was not Roy. But because he was the Roy, that's why he did not say over al-Derech HaKotan. From why Shmuel HaKotan? Because he was a nun of the one of the person who was to say a klola without malice towards the just curse against the sheep. I think Rav Chaim Elanjian doesn't say that. Rav Chaim Elanjian says they need the nusach of the Shmonet was composed by people who were the Kama Nevi'im, and then it was a door that there were no more Nevi'im, and they thought they needed another bracha, and they needed someone who's going to find the remnant and going to be able to compose it as Ruach HaKodesh. So they had to get Shmuel HaKotan, because he was Rosh Yitishu al-Hashchina. And when he composed the 19th bracha, he had the ultimate Kuvim Kenevit Samhi, not Sam, for making a new Hayro Ashura, for making a new Takonis out of another bracha. They needed him, because he would be able to find some kind of a remnant, like the earlier members of Dan Shekhne Sagar, always could find out the Ruach HaKodesh, Atin and Wood, they could find the remnants in Tanakh. He was also able to find the remnants along their style. So whatever the reason for 18 was, he was able to find a marker for the 19th.
In the same paragraph?
Yeah. Either in the Kriyat Shema, or in the Shedra, or in the Perek and Tilla. That's how he represents it. That's how Chaim Balazan arrives. Why did they need Shmuel HaKotan? Because I think he quotes, because that Gemara says in the end of the first 30 Sanhedrin, that he was Rosh Yitishu al-Hashchina. That he was able, he was one of the Behem, he says that's the Greifer, and the Gila, Yudzayin on the day, said, Hashem Tzimt HaGdela had 120 Chachamim, but Behem Kama Nazim, and they were the ones who composed the Nusach HaTzila. So he says that's the reason why the Greifer mentions it there. Hashem Tzimt HaGdela referred to it in many different places. He never mentioned Behem Kama Nazim, he never mentioned the Yichud, but Lagabi, composing the Nusach HaTzila. for all the generations, for all Jews all over the world. That's what the Gemara had to mention that phrase. So when Rabbi Gamliel felt that there's a need to add on another one, they needed a Baal Ruach HaKadosh, a person on a high Magreg of Nebu or something like that, that he should compose the additional one. As the Yod Galton, he felt with his understanding that that's a good idea. I mean, we can make a Masriyot and Rashi Tate and others, doesn't mean let's make that a Yod Galton. So the Gemara says, what's the Nusach of the Shemar Nesan of Rosh Hashanah with nine brachas? What is that? You call them Keneged? Should either be seven or eight or ten, whatever the question was. Why did they pick on nine? What time for them to make nine? So the Gemara on Yitzchak Zunin Kartignin, Keneged Tishah Tzor Shom Achana B'Tzilof. Why is Tzilof Chana so significant on Rosh Hashanah? Yom HaMar, we have a tradition. Rosh Hashanah Nifkid Tzor Arachal Zeh Chana. All three were Akoris and their parents were into on Rosh Hashanah. The heart feels that she asked for a baby boy that was on her prayers were answered on she didn't pray on Rosh Hashanah. She was only one of the other titles, but her prayers were answered by Shamayim on Rosh Hashanah. Greg the Gemara, and why does it on a time of Sibu you take 24 brachas in the Chazorah Pashat? The Mishnah says in Tainis that the Chazorah repeats the Shmanesu is the 18 brachas and he adds on another 6 in the middle. Greg the Gemara, it has to be based on something. That's what he used to blow Chatzaitu. At the end of each one of those 6 additional brachas, and the Shmanesu, they blew Chatzaitu. Like we blow on Rosh Hashanah, I'll say that brachas, and they used to blow on the time of Sibu Chatzaitu, so I'll say that brachas. Greg the Gemara, what is the marker for that? There's more Keneged. I'm not sure, but Keneged, Chob, Tal, and Benon, Shom, and Shlomo, Shom, and Nichnes, Aron, and the days, Kodshe, HaKodosh. We find Shlomo Melech, has a tefillah that it is in Tanakh, Rashi quotes, Rashi refers to you, to Malach and Malach, and he uses a Nisach, Lashon HaTefillah 24 times.
Isn't it odd that the Gemara
said
he wasn't
answered for him? He wasn't answered. At the end it worked? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the tefillah led up to that, okay. That was the conclusion of this tefillah. What? Oh, that's the Gemara's kasha. Ihachi, Shlemanah wasn't the kind of Sibu. Ihachi, Kolei Manami Nemrino. Why don't we say 24 brachas every day? All year long, Shlemanah wasn't on a kind of Sibu. Why don't we always say 24 brachas? So the Yeshua, I think, has an interesting comment. We just said before, we have a marker to make a seal of 18 brachas. So what's the kasha? Why not make one for the Chacham to give us a break?
Why
don't they give us a break? It should be 18.
Why should be
Lechumah, 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 Lechumah. But he, suggests, it wouldn't be in violation of the 18. He says we have Gimel Rishon and Gimel Achor, it's an 18 and so you. He says you're in the kind of both Rimogim. So before we had a marker for a seal of 18, the 18 would be the brachas and the kasha, and the 3 and the 3 would add up to 24? I don't know if that's an answer. Anyway, so the Gemara asked, when my mouth wasn't this power. Yeah, that's not a bracha. Yeah, that's a person can add on as much as he wants. We had, yeah, on the kind of tzar, right. Every amor added on what I mean. So if a person has a lot of tzar, okay. Yeah. But that's the nusach that was in the sakim for the whole quality of the all the tzar says 18, 19, whatever. We're talking about the nusach that everybody has to say, that's ma'ake. That's personal bakosh of tzar. So the Gemara asks, but Shlomo HaMelech wasn't on a tiny tzibur as a regular day, so why shouldn't we pattern our tefillah every day? After Shlomo HaMelech, Hinochi Kol Yom HaNam, in the middle of the Torah, we say 24, and with my name, Shlomo HaMelech, was on a very special occasion. The gate to the Beit HaMikdash wasn't open. He spent so much time and effort managing to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Then he wants to bring in the Aron Kodesh, the Tumuchas, and it doesn't go. So obviously, the Rashman said, so the Chalei Tzor Gedolah. After all of this investment, yeah, it's investing so much time and money and everything, it's not going to work. So that was like an eight, like a tiny seaweed. Every Gemara, Shlomo, the other, the Rachne. Every Gemara, Amos, I mean, Shlomo, when did Shlomo Melech say Shmoneh Esrei of 18? When did he say Tefillah of 24 brachas? The Yomah, the Rachne, when there was a real Shai Tatsera. And I'm not even beyond the Rachne, I'm not. So we talk about this here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe we'll stop doing
the next one is about Happy Nemo.
So we'll have to learn.
The end of today's Sedrin, Parsha Zahar, the Torah has a various dinim about Gehula. If a person sells his share in Eretz Yisrael that he got the Yerusha from his forefathers, the Sdei Achuza. Not the same Mikvah, the Sdei Mikvah itself is the same Mikvah as I bought it from somebody else. The Sdei Achuza is that I got the Yerusha, Ben Acha Ben Acha Ben from the day of Yerusha Ben Nun, I got the Yerusha, I didn't buy it. So if I sell it to somebody else, and when Yerusha comes, I'll get it back. Even before Yerusha comes, I have a right to buy it back. The inventory has a special thing, my Bati Ari Chayma. That if you leave it till Yerusha, you're not going to get it back. It will be Nimkala Knisa. The debit Torah has a different thing, you can only be goyo, you only have the right to force them to sell it back, it's in the first year, and after the first year the buys is an echlet. So where does this then apply? Special then, only in Ayoras, Amakafas, Chaimim, Moshe, Shubin, Nun. Those cities in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Kalin, that the Ayoras, Amakafas, Chaimim, Moshe, Shubin, Nun have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. We know it's going to get to Shiluach and Seroim. That a Mitzvah is Mishtaleach, Chutz, Ayoras, Amakafas, Chaimim, not only is it forbidden to enter the whole Yerushalayim, it didn't enter any of the Yerushalayim Kodesh Chaimim. But over here also it has a special status, and Kedusha Torah is going to get to the Din of Gehula. So the Mishnah says that all these dinim are discussed by Rishon in Mishnah is Erchon. The Gemara is the Sukkot and Erchon. So the Mishnah and Erchon has to give you a definition. What is on here? Amukov, Chaimah we know, Yeshua we know. Yeshua ben Nun, was Makavish Eretz Yisrael. The Shevish Kipshev, Shevish Achilkin, there were certain cities that had walls, and at the time that he was Makavish Eretz Yisrael, those cities were endowed with a higher level of Kedusha. The Sakashava, how did Yeshua ben Nun give all the Eretz Yisrael Kedusha, Kibush Mekibush? How did he give them the Kedusha to the Yoreth HaMakavish Chaim? Did he need another Makavish for them? Or did they just become Kodesh automatically? After the Shevish Kipshev, Shevish Achilkin, the Mele, the Kedusha was called on all of Eretz Yisrael to one extent, and on the Yerusha comes to a higher level. It's a typical Rashi and Taisus have discussion. The Shavuot is, did you need a different Mekadish for the Yerusha comes or not? Okay, so we know more or less, a little bit, we know what it is. There's a wall and there's a city. So the Mishnah Erech wants to know what's called a city. How many people have to live in a city? How many buildings do you have to live? What if they live in tents? What's that level? So the Mishnah gives you an interesting file. You have to have a minimum, there are a few conditions that are necessary. The Mishnah Erechon has one of the conditions. You have to have a minimum of 3 chatzeres. Each chatzer has to have a minimum of 2 batim. Minimum chatzeres, each chatzer has to have a minimum of 2 batim.
6,000.
Minimum of 6,000, yes. So it's interesting, when we learn Masechet Erevin, you learn the beginning of Erevin, so the Gemara, the Mishnayis and the Gemara have to say the thing, you have minimum of batim and chatzeres and mevuot. And when you learn to look at the mirror, everything is purely midrabbana. There's a Rishus HaYochid, and there's a Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Malkin that's neither Rishus HaYochid nor Rishus HaRabim. But on the level of Minasera, the Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a difference whether it's a house, or it's a hospital, or it's a fence around the ballpark, or it's a fence around the city. Rishus HaYochid is the Rishus HaYochid, and Rishus HaYochid, it's all the same thing. On the level of midrabbana, there are kama chilukizinim, if it's a bayit, or a rabbin, and they after on each other, and if it's a chotzer, they don't after on each other, you can carry from one chotzer to another, you don't need an Erev chotzer, it's only batim after on each other, and the mavi has chumras, and the mavi has kulas, whatever, each one has chumras and kulas, different chiluk edin. Where in the world did the chachamim get all of this from? They weren't giving you the rishonim, give you mainly the reasons why they were matan, mekel, hina, hech. Where did they get this whole background? Usually we assume that kol tikra bon came there as a tikkun, so if you look into it, this is the marker on the level of their answer. There is. On the level of their eyes, these concepts do exist. There is a concept of a bayis and a chaser and a mavui for the purpose of defining an ear. When you stick over a yoris, hamakafu, chayim, rosh, yeshuv, and nun have a special status, not enough that it has a chayim, ami, rosh, yeshuv, and nun. It has to be an ear. If you have a field that has a chayim, rosh, yeshuv, and nun, that's not, doesn't have a din of a yoris. That's the an ear which is lukas chayim. All the marshals, there's a din of chum shabbos. So you're not permitted to go looking on pai mamo. That's a shy that machleik satanai whether chum is derayt, the chum alav derayt. Let's already assume chum is derayt. Let's already assume that chum is derayt. So there is a din, if I live in a desert, I live all by myself in a desert, the mountains all by myself, I'm not going to go chutz l'apai mam. What if I live in a deer? So then the whole deer is considered kedal, without a zombie, I can go chutz l'apai mam or chutz l'yeh. So what if I say 10 years? You have to figure out what Seisan is. So we happen to pass from the Chum and Islav Derayt. So the Gemara has an Erevin in Perek Hei of Miadrim, the middle of Erevin, a lot of Kulis. And what Seisan here and how far this city extends, because the whole din of Kushab is only the Rabbanim to begin with, so you make a but. The Gemara says in that sugi, we're only making to extend the city further to be allowed to go further. And again, the Tumen, which is Lav Deraisa, but when you have a concept of ear that's Deraisa, so then you have to figure out what are the rules and regulations of Deraisa. When you have a concept of an ear Deraisa, so the Gemara doesn't quote that Yerotam Kafis Chamed. Then you have a wall.
Yeah.
Wherever the wall is, that's the end of the city. What is, where do you have a din of an ear that doesn't have a wall? And you've got to figure out what are the city limits. And the Gemara says, or in Niklut. Or in Niklut don't have to have a wall. If added protection for the Rezeach, it's recommended to have a wall. But the Gemara says, doesn't have to have a wall. The Sheishori, Niklot, the three in Eretz Yisrael, the three in Eretz, they don't have to have a wall. So the Gemara says, if you have Ari Niklot, they have to have the status of an ear. So they have to have that minimum, they have to have that construction, the three, you have to have a minimum of three chaseris with the two batim each. And you have to have a minimum population. More Gemara says, more Gemara says, put all the Gemara together. What's the shear of the city? And then the Gemara says, in the middle of Erevin, in case of Mabim, where are the city limits for the purpose of the Goyal Adam? It's not going to go into the Ari Miklot and Kilar itself. So what are the borders of the Ari Miklot? It's not the same as the Kun Shabbos. There you make them to extend the city limits further. And here it's a Din Deraisis. You have to know what's Alpi Din Deraisis, what's the definition of city. So the Gemara gives you the shear. And it's called the city. So these in Yonim exist on the level of the right to Abayis and Achatzir and Amavui, and each one has to be defined properly. And there are more quotes of Shulmas Adeshin and Shulchan Aruch and other Erevin, and maybe Bizman Azari no longer have a concept of Chatzir, because they don't use the backyards the same way they used to use Bizman HaGemara. So the Chazanish is Ma'ira HaShailah, so we don't have Ophi Bin a city anymore. Because in order to constitute the city, the Mishnah gives you the definition. You have to have Gimel Chatzeris, and each Chatzir has a minimum of two boxes. If you have no Chatzeris, no city. He said, blood is like Kasha, so you have no city, don't you do? No one can go more than 18 minutes to walk out of his house. If you have a city, so the whole city is Kedal Ramas, then you can walk 18 minutes, Kum Shabbos, 18 minutes is a mil, you go to mil, I'll find Mama outside of the city, but off you do, Ramas, there's no Kasha, and no Kasha, there's no ear, because there's no ear, so you can only go. That's a big Kasha that the Chazanish doesn't answer, another possible word, the Masham works hard on the Kasha, this has been like, but everything is rooted in his din deraisa. There is a din of city, Alpi din, and the definition of ear, in the definition of ear, plays a significant role. These concepts of bayis and chotzer and mavri. So that's what you have many times like that in halacha. Called the tikkun rabbanon, came the right to think you have din de rabbanon, which are animate the things that exist on a level of the rest, like when we learned Tochet Chanukah. So he mentioned place the sheet is and the Shulchanah passwords like that, that you don't have to be Mavik Zafka al Pesach Beso, you can be Mavik al Pesach HaChotzer also. It's recommended, L'chatchila, Mavik Padat, be Mavik al Pesach HaMobli, that's to call on al Pesach HaChotzer. So there, in Hilchot Chanukah, the whole thing is only about Bonos. But the words that we're working with, the building blocks that we're building with, these are concepts deraisa. The concepts of Bayis and Chotzer Mobli exist deraisa. This is today's center. What the Ariach HaTehid is, enough for a finish. Next week, I have to be out of town, so I won't be able to...